You cannot look around the streets which surround our ministry center without seeing hundreds of men, women, boys, and girls who are poor, disadvantaged, and isolated, and they need a touch of love.
Touching Miami with Love is an inner city ministry expressing Christ-like love to transform people in their communities.
TML embraces and empowers the poor, disadvantaged, and isolated
by partnering with others and mobilizing resources.
When I began to feel God's calling in 1995 that I was to leave corporate life and come to ministry, it wasn't just a call to ministry, but specifically to inner city ministry.
To be able to come back, see the same people, be able to minister in the city that we fell in love with, to the people around us, it's more than I could have ever hoped for.
To the homeless person, we collaborate with Central Baptist Church, which is right next door to us, and assisting them in their homeless ministry on Sunday morning that they've been involved in for over 30 years. We also have started a Bible study for the homeless on Tuesday evenings here at the Ministry Center. And it is beautiful to see growing relationships that have taken place in that Bible study. Then with children at risk, we primarily have targeted one nearby neighborhood in the inner city, Reeves Park, where we provide a twice-a-week after-school program.
A lot of these kids get little or no attention at home, so we're looking for individuals that would come and spend a few hours with each kid during the week, just offering a piece of their life to them, offering them help in school, and also acting a bit as a mentor to the kids, that they would help teach them some of the life skills they're not learning in their own community. I work with two different groups of preschoolers on Mondays, and they're both affected by AIDS. On Thursdays, I go to a place called Genesis House. It's a hospice for people with AIDS who have no other place to live, and I do Bible study there with them, and it's been neat to get to know those people. It's also good for people to try to become better informed about AIDS, to learn what not to be afraid of, and I think that once those fears are gone, it's much easier to get to know the person and to minister to them. My main purpose here was to work with international students. In the past, we've really focused more on social activities with the students, just trying to draw them in and get them comfortable with me and with the staff here at Touching Miami with Love. But now it's time for the students to start reaching out beyond themselves and seeing that they can make an impact in the world.
One of the things that has been most meaningful to me is the prison. We minister to families of prisoners, as well as the people who are actually serving their sentence.
Directly across the street from us is a 2,000-bed federal detention center. Every Sunday afternoon, we are there to lead in a worship service, where, again, the prison inmates help us lead that worship service.
They hear and know that life does come from our heart.
We alone are not going to accomplish the tough task of reaching the inner city of Miami. But if we can combine with several other organizations who are willing to work with us, and then work with other churches in the area to get volunteers to help come work alongside us, then I think we can combine and become something significant. Therefore, we desire to partner with other like-minded Great Commission Christians who are attempting to accomplish similar ministries and goals as we are.
We partner with Berry University, with Miami-Dade Community College, with Community Action, and the City of Miami Parks and Recreation.
I would hope that as we can grow in resources and grow in volunteers, that we could touch a whole lot more people's lives every week.
The most important thing to pray for our ministry right now is more volunteers to join us here in our efforts, whether that be volunteers that come from outside of Miami to minister with us for a while and then leave, but also for people here locally who will come and work with us for an hour, 3 hours every week, constantly, and to help us touch more people's lives.
Well, I think prayer is important to this ministry because if we do not stay connected with God, He is not going to be the resource and power to allow us to do the ministry that we're called to do. Jesus said, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick and you came and spent time with me. And I was a prisoner and you came to visit me. Those are types of expressions that we have not typically done as church, but that is exactly the types of ministries that we're involved here in at TML, and I think expresses what Christ wants us to express for His kingdom.